Yesterday morning, seven students from Little Angel School in Letterkenny set off for the Special Olympics to represent Team Ulster. Their names are Caitlin Buchanan, Lucy Duher, Brandon Gibson, Patter McRory O'Davin, Curtis McFadden, Aaron McNulty and Joshua Sweeney. I went for a visit to meet the whole team and had a good chat with Brandon and Patter.
I am joined here today by two very special people who are going to be in the Olympics.
You're back again?
Back again. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to go and be on the team for Ulster.
Yeah.
So, Patter, are you looking forward to going to the Olympics?
Yeah.
What are you going to do whenever you're there?
Go take the bus.
You're going to take the bus down, and who's going to go on the bus with you?
Brandon and Caitlin.
And Caitlin, and the rest of your team as well?
Yeah.
And are any of your teachers going to go?
Well, Mr. Boyce.
Mr. Boyce?
Yeah.
And is there any mummies or daddies going to be on the bus?
Yeah, my mum and my dad, and Brandon's mum and dad.
And what sport will you be doing?
For the green bike and sprinkles.
The Skittles.
Yeah, sorry.
The Skittles.
Yeah.
And isn't the Skittles, for it to explain to people at home, because they might know what it is, that's like going...
bowling. Like bowling.
Bowling. Yeah. Excellent. Brandon, you're going down too.
Yes.
And are you going up and down in the same day, or are you going to stay somewhere special?
Hotel.
You're going to sleep in the hotel. Who's going to stay in the hotel with you?
Parents.
Your parents. And what sport are you doing?
Beanbag.
The beanbag throw. And are you doing anything else?
Kicking football.
Kicking a football?
Yes.
Wow. Do you like football?
Yes.
And have you had to do loads of practicing?
Yep.
What kind of practice have you had to do?
Down in the vestry.
You're down in the vestry?
Down in the vestry.
And was it hard work?
No.
Yo?
No.
Of course not, because you're so good. You've practiced so much, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And whenever, do you remember we were in the last day?
Yeah.
And you guys were wearing your special jackets?
Yeah.
What? Why did you have those on? Is that because you're all part of a team?
Yeah. Team Ulster.
Team Ulster.
Yeah.
And we might get teacher and teacher. How many students are going from Little Angels?
We have seven athletes, so a mix of boys and girls, mm-hmm. and they're doing some pretty tough events. Like we've got hockey, we've got bowling, what else? We've got the beanbag throw, and that's a really hard thing to do because you're nearly up to 6 metres away, aren't you, Brandon?
Yes.
And at the end there, that was Shane O'Donovan, assistant principal, class teacher and Special Olympics coordinator at the school. Then I was speaking to classroom teacher Maria McCarron, who told me what Aaron and Curtis would be doing in their events.
Aaron McNulty and Curtis Lee McFadden will also be taking part. And Aaron here will be doing the bowling and throwing the beanbag.
Whoa!
Yeah, and so Curtis.
Curtis is doing the same as well. Curtis is doing the beanbag throw, and he's doing the Skittles as well. And another man who's been training hard as well, Curtis and Aaron. They've been down in the vestry with Ulster Olympics, Seamus Campbell and Eugene, who have been really, really good to us. They've organised all the training sessions, and they've told us when to come down to the vestry. So we brought the whole seven athletes down, and they looked after us and they trained us, and they've just done some great work with them.
And of course we also have Caitlin, Lucy and Joshua, who've all been training very hard and putting in a tremendous effort as they prepare for their events. Lucy will be taking part in the hurdle step and the beanbag throw target, two events that require great focus, coordination and accuracy. Joshua will compete in the skittle smash and the beanbag throw, where precision will be key. And Caitlin will be showcasing her skills in the target shoot and log roll, demonstrating both accuracy and balance. Apart from doing their own events, Brandon and Patter will also be saying the oath before the games begin. Patter gave us a sneak preview.
If I win... But if I do not win, I will be brave.
Well, after speaking to the Olympians, I went over to Principal Alva Dunn and she shared how proud she is of the students.
People have been in the Special Olympics for 30 years and they've never got to represent Ulster. So for us, this is just phenomenal. It's really, really special. And we're just so excited, and we're so excited for the kids. What this has done for them is phenomenal. The confidence that it's given them, the faith in their own abilities, and just the buzz and the glow that you can see in the kids is palpable.
It really is. And they are. They're all so excited just from chatting to them there. They can't wait to get going, and they're so proud of themselves.
Oh my God, you can see some of what they were saying to you today. Like they're famous. They're so full of confidence and so full of pride in themselves. They're really, like I said, they're really buzzing from it. And we had prize giving yesterday, and some of the kids got their prizes for their achievements in Special Olympics and sporting events. And they really were just so proud of themselves, and their parents are so proud. And not just that, the whole school, like their classmates, are really proud as well.
It's so important to make sure that sport is a place for everyone, because sports and feeding fit and healthy is what gives people that pep in their step.
Yeah. Well, the Department of Education and the in general, the world in general, the buzzword currently is well-being. And your well-being is, you know, your physical and your mental health are two. That's your wealth. That's the most important thing you have. And we talk about in school, it's regulation first. So we want our children to be their best that they can be. And for the adults and the children, so for every single person, you know, the most important thing you can do for yourself is keep yourself healthy. We do an awful lot of regulation here in the school where we go out for walks, we do different sporting activities, we have circuit training set up in the gym every day, so that up in the hall one of our teachers he's actually qualified as a PE teacher, and he sets up circuits in the hall and the kids can go up and do that. And that sport is for everybody, and it has to be for everybody, and that's all about inclusion as well, you know, and for us to be making sure that our kids are getting the same opportunities as their peers in other schools. So it's a hugely important thing for us. And the Special Olympics is really the pinnacle of all of that. And it's so important that they get to go there and celebrate what they can do. And what the Special Olympics does is magnificent. It makes it accessible to all of our children. So all of our children, whether they're ambulant or whether they're wheelchair users, there's a sport for them.
The games have well and truly begun. And for myself, Donna Marie Doherty, and everyone here in Highland Radio, come on, Team Ulster.